Hi friends, it's time for Let's Talk in English. I'm Peter. Thanks for joining us this weekend.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. It's Saturday, so you know what that means, right? It's time for us to review. Just to think, we learned so much together this week.
We really did. Pauline, can you remember everything we talked about this week?
Everything? Well, I don't know if I can remember everything.
Oh, well, that's okay. We'll review and remember together today. But can you at least remember what our topics were this week?
Oh, sure. Let's see. Well, yesterday we had our Talk About It show. That's always interesting.
That's right. And on Monday and Tuesday, we talked about what to do when you need to change plans.
Oh, yes. That was a very useful lesson. And in the middle of the week, we talked about losing things or trying to find things in the office.
Oh, I liked that lesson.
You just liked teasing me.
Okay, exactly. But I liked the lesson.
Uh-huh. Okay, sure. Hey, did you ever find your keys? You lost them, right? I heard Alex had to help you find them.
Alex? What did Alex tell you? Well, don't forget it. We should review. I don't think we should talk about my keys.
Okay. Well, friends, it is time to watch those lessons together again. This will be fun. Let's watch together. Pay attention. We'll have some questions afterwards.
Hey, Taylor. Are you ready to go see the movie tonight?
Susie, I'm so sorry. I can't go tonight.
You can't? Why the sudden change? Is there an emergency?
No, I have a visitor coming to town tonight. That's the reason.
Isn't your visitor coming next week?
No, I wrote down the wrong date. She's coming this week.
That's okay. I'm disappointed, but I understand.
So, can we see the movie another time?
Sure. It's still showing next week.
Next week would be great. Again, I'm so sorry.
Don't worry. I forgive you. What day works for you?
How about next Wednesday?
I'm busy Wednesday. How about Thursday?
Okay, I'll write it on my calendar.
Alex, I'm excited to play basketball with the guys this weekend.
I am too, Matt. But have you checked the weather forecast?
I have. There's a good chance of rain on Saturday.
Do you think that we should cancel?
Not yet. We can keep an eye on the weather and decide later.
But let's not wait until the last minute.
I guess we could plan another event in case the weather is bad.
And we could schedule our basketball game for another time.
Yes, but first we should ask the others what they want to do.
All right, I can do that. So, you'll keep checking the weather?
Yes, and I don't want to cancel. We can play rain or shine.
What are you doing, Taylor?
I'm looking for supplies. I need pens and notebooks.
Aren't there any in the storeroom? Tina keeps them there.
No, there aren't any.
Maybe they're in the top drawer of Tina's filing cabinet.
There are pens in there, but where are the notebooks?
Well, they have to be somewhere.
I can look in her big desk drawer. I see tape and a stapler.
You can check around her desk or Maybe they're under her desk.
Right! She sometimes puts things there.
Can you see any notebooks?
Yes! They are under her desk. They're behind the wastebasket.
Where is it? I can't find it.
Hey, Matt. Did you lose something?
Yes. I can't find my wallet. I'm hunting everywhere for it.
Where did you last see it? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I usually leave it near my computer.
You went to a meeting. Maybe it's in the meeting room.
It's not. I checked.
You often throw things in your backpack. Is it in there?
I looked in my backpack. I didn't find it.
Did you check in all the pockets?
Let me look again.
It's always good to make sure.
Hey, here it is. It was in a different pocket.
Wonderful. But now I need your help. I can't find my keys.
Kathy takes a lot of pictures with her phone. She shows them to her friends. Then she sends them to many people. She often puts them online too. Some of the pictures are funny. Some of them are sweet. And some of them are embarrassing. Kathy doesn't care. She takes pictures for fun. It's her hobby. One day, Kathy sees Jessica and Bob.
Hey, Jessica! Bob! Look at this picture. Zach looks so silly in it,
says Kathy. Jessica takes Kathy's cell phone. She looks at the picture.
Kathy, this isn't a good picture. It's an embarrassing picture,
says Jessica.
Let me see it,
says Bob. He looks at Kathy's phone and laughs.
Zach does look funny.
See? It's a really funny picture.
Laughs Kathy.
I can send it to everyone in our class.
Don't do that,
says Jessica.
Don't send embarrassing pictures of people to others. That's mean.
Oh, Zach doesn't care,
says Bob.
He has a sense of humor.
Well, ask him first,
says Jessica.
That's polite.
It's my picture,
says Kathy.
I don't need his okay.
Who is right?
What fun lessons. Oh, but now, friends, it's time for some questions. You can answer them at home. Peter and I will answer them here.
Remember, one-word answers are okay, but try challenging yourself and use a whole sentence.
Let's practice doing that. Peter, how's the weather today?
Hot.
Peter!
Oh, right. It's really humid and hot today.
Very good. Okay, now let's try some questions from our lessons. Let's start with yesterday's show. Can you summarize the story for us?
Oh, summarize. That's a big word. To summarize means to quickly explain what happened in a story.
Right. So, can you summarize it for us?
Sure. There is a girl, Kathy. She takes pictures. One day, she takes a picture of her friend, Zach. He looks funny in the picture. Kathy wants to share it with everyone. But Kathy's friend thinks that's mean. It might embarrass Zach.
Great summary. You even used some of the key words we learned. Friends, can you remember all of yesterday's key words?
Oh, let's see. We learned picture. And, this is embarrassing. I don't remember others.
Peter, embarrassing. That was a key word yesterday, too. Also, if someone tells funny jokes, You might say they have a good...
sense of humor.
Yes, and sometimes when people want you to laugh, they act crazy or...
silly.
Very good. Friends, don't forget the word embarrassed and embarrassing are a little different.
Oh, right. Embarrassed is how people feel. But things or situations are embarrassing.
That's right. And Peter, don't be embarrassed that you couldn't remember all of the keywords. Not everyone has as good a memory as me.
Uh-huh. Is that right? Well, I think it's my turn to quiz you.
Okay, bring it on.
All right. On Monday and Tuesday, we talked about changing plans. What plans did Taylor change?
Easy. Taylor and Susie were going to see a movie, but Taylor had a sudden change of plans and had to cancel.
But why was there a sudden change of plans?
Because Taylor had a visitor. Susie was disappointed, but she understood. See, Peter, I told you I have a good memory.
Well, just a minute. What about Tuesday's show?
Oh, sure. I'll summarize it. Alex is excited to play basketball this weekend, but they might cancel because of rain.
Very nice summary, Pauline, but that's not my question.
Oh, what's the question?
The same one you asked. Can you remember all of Tuesday's keywords?
Oh, please, Peter. Of course I remember, but I also remember that we need to take a break. Friends, don't go away.
Welcome back, friends. So, Pauline, now can you tell us what keywords we learned on Tuesday?
Of course. We learned the words event, cancel, schedule, chance, and in case.
Pauline, wait. You cheated. You didn't remember those. You were looking at your notes.
I know. I told you I have a great memory. I remembered to look at my notes. Friends, let's not forget to watch those fun features together. We can do that now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. Well, I'm supposed to go to a movie with friends this afternoon, but I think I'm catching a cold, so I'm going to ask them if we can go another time. I'll call them now.
Sometimes we make plans, but schedules change, or things happen that we don't expect. When this happens, we have to change our plans. For example, maybe you and your friends were planning to go on a bike ride today. But when you got up in the morning, it was raining hard. A bike ride in the rain isn't any fun. So you decide to postpone the ride. To postpone means to do something later, or to reschedule it for another time. To do that, you talk with your friends and decide on a new time to take a ride. You can say things like, "I think we should reschedule," or "Let's postpone our ride," or "Can we try again tomorrow?" People also need to postpone activities because they get sick. You don't want to go out with friends if you don't feel well. And you also don't want to make them sick. So when you're sick, first say you're sorry. Then you can ask to change plans. You could say, "I'm sorry. I think I'm catching a cold. Can we go to lunch another day?" People are usually okay about changing plans. They understand that things can change.
Yeah. Sorry, I gotta go. Bye. Okay, my friends agreed to see a movie another time. I'm glad. I wouldn't enjoy a movie much today. Instead, I'll look forward to seeing one with my friends next week. But thanks for visiting today. I'll see you next time. the next Jack's file.
Whatever you do, be sure you stay true to what you know is right. Some things seem fun, but when they are done, you'll begin to see the light.
Sometimes doing good is hard when no one seems to care.
But there's always someone watching you.
Sky is blue, the sun is shining, the air is so clean. It's a perfect day for a hike. Yes, a hike. Kai Kai, Mei Mei, today, let's take a hike. And you can come with us.
Yeah.
Come with us today as we take a hike on Family Time. Should we go? All right, let's go. We have a beautiful park close to where we live. This park has many different hiking trails. You can see many things in the great outdoors when you hike. Look at the map. Which hike should we choose today?
Daddy, let's take a short hike.
No, Daddy, let's take a long hike.
Well, let's look at the map. Before we hike, we want to make sure we are safe on the trail. It's important to wear good shoes and light clothing. You also want to make sure you have water and maybe some snacks. Hiking is a great way to exercise and see nature, but you want to make sure you are safe.
Look, Daddy, I'm wearing good shoes.
And I have the water bottles.
And I have snacks. Okay, I think we're ready to go. When we hike, we can enjoy the trees all around us. You can also see big rocks. The big rocks are also fun to climb on. Look at the stream. This park has many small streams that are fun to walk across or even play in on a warm day.
Daddy, why does the sign have a snake on it?
Well, snakes do live in this area.
Snake?
We just want to make sure we don't bother the wild animals like snakes or bears.
Bears?
Don't worry, Mei Mei. We will be fine. We still have so much more to see on this hike. Let's go. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us on our hike today here on Family Time. I did hear that. It sounds like an animal. It's a bear! Run!
Jeff?
Oh, hi, Becky.
It's nice seeing you out having fun. You're usually studying.
Well, I think studying is fun.
What do you think about this party?
Oh, this party. Well, it's not my favorite kind of... it's like, okay. You know,
this isn't a good party.
What?
Well, that's what you want to say, right, Jeff?
Yes, this isn't a good party. But it's better now because Super Sentence Man is here.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, this isn't a good something is a super sentence. It's the super sentence for today. Would you like to try it in another way?
Why not? This isn't a good drink.
This isn't a good drink. What about you, Becky?
This isn't a good conversation.
This isn't a good conversation. Wait, are you going somewhere? That was a super sentence.
But the super sentence is so bad.
You mean
this isn't a good super sentence?
I mean, it just makes people complain. This isn't a good drink. This isn't a good song. This isn't a good party. It's not a very happy super sentence.
Hey, whose party is this anyway?
Mine! This is my house, and this is my party.
Oh, well, it's a great party, and this is a great drink, and I really like the balloons, and the music.
And the sentence you said was a super sentence. Remember, everyone, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Becky just walked away. Yeah. You know, she has a good point.
Yeah.
This is a nice place.
Well, friends, we sure had fun with you today. You learned so much English this week.
And you even came on Saturday to review everything that you learned. What great English students.
Now, take some time and relax. Enjoy your weekend. You deserve it. Maybe you can go to a movie, play basketball, or hang out with some friends and go somewhere fun.
Well, whatever you do, don't forget to come back to us on Monday. We'll be here waiting, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.